start, I think we're making great headway. Never mind all sentient beings at this moment. We can think that, but it's not possible. Not possible yet. But we can think, we make the people around us happy. When we're in a retreat center, when we're in a Dharma center, when we're in our homes, wherever we are, we should do our best to lessen our neurotic output to the people around us. We should cut down our projections of how we perceive they should be or how we expect them to be. We should cut that down. And the way we can cut that down is by knowledge of Dharma, to know where that rises from. And the way to apply it and get the result, and you will get the result, is by the practice of collection of merit, which we've talked about. You will definitely get the result. Unless Buddha is wrong, he's a liar, he's an idiot, then you will get the result. And I don't think he's a liar or an idiot. So you will definitely get the result. And how to get that result by merit, knowledge, application, and the collection of merit. Along with that, habituation. Everything that we do now, everything, the way we eat, the way we dress, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we think, the way we act, comes from habituation. Some is habituation from previous life, some from this life. Habituation. Habituation is the main key. And so if we can habituate ourselves to the point, the way we are now, we can definitely habituate ourselves differently. So habit is very important. And habit comes from awareness. Awareness. We don't have to pray to 1,000 meditational deities. We don't have to hang out in the cave. I wouldn't want to hang out in the cave, actually. We don't have to go to Shangri-La, Tibet. We don't have to meet any weird Rinpoches that wear weird clothes and speak English to you. We don't need to do any of that. We just keep awareness. Right? We talk about that, Andy. Keep awareness. And if we keep awareness, and we keep filling that awareness with knowledge, the Dharma, and not just read a labyrinth, read many books from different traditions, from the great Nyingmapa, the great Sacha, the great Kagyu, the great Gelugpa, Hindu text, Christian text, Islamic text, and we combine that information, and we keep awareness, and we practice that, and we focus at it, again and again, you will definitely make headway. You will definitely make headway. Even if someone like me, wild and another samsara being, I notice myself making some headway. Some headway. I'm not bragging, but I'm rejoicing. I see my anger much less. I see my acceptance of people around me much easier. And I have less expectancy of others. You know, when we expect others to be a certain way and they're not that way, we become angry. It's not their fault, it's our fault. Why? We are brought up a certain way, to think a certain way, from a certain culture, a certain background. We expect other people to be like that. When other people are not like that, we become angry, and then we justify by saying, well, they're not like that. And that's how we create a lot of disharmony among ourselves with other people. So how can we change that? Through habituation. Habituation comes from awareness. Awareness comes from knowledge of Dharma. The knowledge of Dharma will equate into awareness and results if we have the collection of merit. So the whole reason we came to such a holy site, Bodh Gaya, to make offerings, to take refuge, to renew our vows, to make circumambulation, to recite mantras, to contemplate, to meditate under the holy tree, to make this journey here. And it's incredible, because yesterday, when we just took off from Sri Lanka, the tsunami hit. The tsunami hit one part of the island. And over 9,000 people are counted dead. Incredible. We're flying in the sky, we just left, and the tsunami is on the bottom, killing people. Incredible. Shocking. Shocking. Tonight's puja, today's little recitation we're going to do puja, we're going to dedicate it to those people. We'll dedicate it that the tsunami doesn't come again. They're predicting another one doesn't come again. One, the people already been hit. May they find relief quickly. May medicines and doctors and relief workers get to those respective countries quickly. We have to think about that. Because we're sitting here getting a Dharma talk, warm and comfortable and happy and eating cinnamon rolls and going to our own restaurant having momos. And there are people out there looking for corpses of their relatives. And I find that quite intense, and we were just there. We were just there. And we're here in a beautiful center with wonderful Sangha, ordained and lay Sangha, in a beautiful place, making offerings. Long Tsongkha, we're talking about merit, collection of merit, where people out there are actually looking for food and medical help. So think about that. That could have been, and with respect to all those people, just like it says, in the preciousness of human life, that could have been us. And they kept saying on the TV, over and over, I've heard different people talking on the news that, hey, the shocking part was that 1 minute we're standing there, the next minute we look out the window, there's a wall of water coming. And the whole tragedy was, everybody kept repeating, was it was so sudden that people's lives were just snuffed out. I saw whatever being taken away. I saw people hanging in trees, dead. I saw people just drowning in front of me. And it was just so sudden. And the first thing I thought was, yes, that's how incredibly fragile our life is. And do we want to spend the rest of our lives making trouble for people, making unhappiness for people? You know, forcing our way onto other people the way we think they should be, other beings? Or do we want to spend the rest of our lives giving hope, happiness, and love, if not to all sentient beings, at least to people around us? Do we want to be a being of light, a being of hope and happiness, and to stop asking people to give us hope and light and to be an example, but for us to be a hope and light, to be an example to others? I think it's time for that. Coming to Bodh Gaya is profound. Hearing that we were just a few hours away from tsunami is quite profound. And being here making offerings to a High Lama's monastery is also quite profound. So everything we should go back and think about, we should meditate. We have the great fortune to receive the Dharma. And I'm not talking from a fanatical point of view. I'm not talking from a religious point of view. I'm not talking from a Tibetan point of view, that I'm Tibetan and the Dharma comes from my country and I'm just telling you that over a fortune. I really believe that. Because I've studied many things, I've traveled, I've seen many people, ate and visited and experienced many things, and nothing is different. The color, the faces, the clothes are different, but inside it's all the same. So when you come across the Dharma, it gives you a philosophy, a way of thinking, a perspective that is incredibly wide. And even if you don't believe in future lives and karma, if you practice the Dharma in this life, you will gain happiness. Why do people spend thousands of dollars going to analysts and psychologists in Beverly Hills? I live there. Why? Why do people go there and pay thousands of dollars to listen to someone and put them on their Get Your Life Together program? Life coaches. Why? Because they need a different perspective. Their perspective has not worked. Well, we have a new coach. His name is Dr. Buddha Shakyamuni. Very simple. And if we follow what he says, be kind, as embodied. My motto, the 8 verses of transforming the mind. If we follow the 8 verses, it's the best counseling we can get. It's kind of hard in the beginning. Just like any neurosis, any inner or outer disease, it's hard in the beginning. But through habituation, it becomes easier. And what do we want in the end? Do we want to make people around us happy? Some of us are quite sick here. Do we want to make the people around us happy? The few days we have left. Do we want to make people around us loved? Or do we want to give excuses that we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do that, and keep hurting people around us? The best way to show love is transform. The best way to say I love you is to transform. The best way to live is to transform. And all of us have degrees of transformation we need to accomplish since we're in samsara. So we're here. We're here to make merit. We're here to make offerings. We're here to do Dharma every single day. And I request all of you, my friends, to come with me. I request all of you, please don't forget what I've been explaining to you for a few years now, some of you a few months, some of you are new, and what I've spoken to you today. Please make a difference in your lives. Whether you accept Buddha as your refuge, whether your Lama is His Eminence Soba Rinpoche or the Dalai Lama or Sangji, it doesn't really matter. What matters is we take what they said into our hearts and we apply it, not tomorrow, not the day after, immediately. And to make everybody around us happy. To make everybody around us no pain. And we don't create more unhappiness for them. No. And to show respect to our parents. They have their ways, they have their style. To show respect to them. Show respect to elders. To show respect to everybody around us. And to help. Again and again. And to do that daily. And at the end of the day, think about today what I, so-called inverted commas, failed in. And to regret deeply. And tomorrow, try it again. And then when you do your sadhanas, and then when you do your retreats, and then when you make your offerings, and you listen to the Dharma, you'll see results. What's that result? Everywhere you go, people will tell you that you've changed. People will notice a change in you. I've been told that many times. And when people start telling you there's a change in you, whether you accept the Dharma or not, that's Dharma. That's Dharma. So let's make the rest of our lives something that doesn't bring harm to others, mentally, by speech. Some of you have names. To be kind to the names. To your wives. They're very kind to live with you. Look at yourself in the mirror. Is it easy to live with yourself? I find it difficult to live with myself. To look at your husbands. To look at the people around you that got to deal with you every day. And to make their lives easier. If we're going to say 10 things, then that's less than 9, then 8, then 7. Whether you believe in the Buddha Dharma strongly or not, it doesn't matter. If we can make people happy and no harm, and we don't throw our projections on them, we're living our life well. We're living our life well. Think about all that. Think about all that. So we're here to collect merit, and the merit is to create a transformation. Think about all of that. Think about all of that. And when you take refuge, when you take refuge tomorrow, think about what I've talked to you today. And think, I'm going to cut my mind and my neurosis away. Think about that strongly. And then when we take refuge tomorrow in the tree and we renew our refuge vows, there's going to be a difference. Okay? And but the Sangha members here, I offer you my respects. Some of you are much more advanced than I am and older, and I don't think it's proper for me to sit here and elucidate the Dharma in front of you guys. So I offer my respects to all of you. I actually was speaking to my friends, and this is very, very beautiful, very, very nice. I thank you for the preparations very, very much. And let's do Lama Shoka. Okay? We'll start with, we'll just start straight up Lama Shoka easier. It doesn't take much time. Think of it as and dedicate this to the people in Tsunami. Dedicate it to His Eminence's long life. Dedicate it to His Eminence's works in coming through. And of course, for His Holiness and all the great masters that they work in coming through. Things like that very strongly, alright? Crystal, can you please be our music? Yes, yes, we are Umze, just like in the center. We are lead cantor. Never mind, you stay right there. Do you have the Lama Shoka? Sorry? Do you have the Lama Shoka with you? In the state of an exalted, white, virtuous mind. I am all of the beings and the space. In this moment, until our life ends. Namo Guru Vedi. Namo Guru Vedi. Namo Guru Vedi.
For the sake of all of us, the same beings, as well as the sound of the Buddha. sustain your mind. For the sake of all other sentient beings, that's one step of the Guru Enough. That shall be all sentient beings to the Guru Enough supreme enlightenment. For the sake of all other sentient beings, I trust one step of the Guru Enough. That shall be all sentient beings to the Guru Enough supreme enlightenment. For the sake of all other sentient beings, I shall bring a new creed into their mind, taking the state of harmony of the Guru Enough. For the sake of all other sentient beings, I shall bring a new creed into their mind, taking the state of harmony of the Guru Enough. I shall bring all my sentient beings to suffering and lead them to the great bliss of the Lord. To this end, I shall practice now from the Guru Enough Yoga. I shall bring all my sentient beings to suffering and lead them to the great bliss of the Lord. To this end, I shall practice from the Guru Enough Yoga. I shall bring all my sentient beings to suffering and lead them to the great bliss of the Lord.
Within great bliss,
by many defenses, will be done. For my pure body, profusions of light rays, greatly enforced generously, blessed in the fire, and pleased therein. All the past, most of the near days, all the excellent qualities, infinitely pure.
In the vast
Oh.
posture at your lotus feet for one time.
Thank you. bodies are rendered suitable for us, along with those who are not to this. May God bless you, O foremost followers of our church. Your spirit is getting in the holy, and our God will force our checks and policies, and all of the times of our institutions. Your honorable God, thanks and proud. Thank you for your mind, and your Lord, for your trust in you.
May God bless you, O foremost followers of our church.
Okay. Nicaea. Okay, Psalm 56.
Am I only a
Thank you.
7.
Thank you.
and now we wish your strength of heart to be in the faith of our prayer. Receive our rest and let me be your leader, who will practice to be kind and our own hosts, and restrain our minds to you, your own shock of us. It's in your heart to make our own endurance of us of the three times. Receive your blessings and commit the perfection of generosity, through that of my teaching, my constant mind, and gifts of our affection. May we transform our bodies of our perfection, which we have for this time.
Thank you. Dieu.
Thank you.